Welcome back, podcast listeners. In today's episode, Marcus has the pleasure to interview Sarah Clark, a commercially rated instrument pilot and certified flight instructor. She and her partner run a flight instructing business together, and they lead a really, really cool lifestyle. As some of you know, I'm a physician and surgeon, and her story really resonated with me, being a female in a traditionally male-dominated field. Her thoughts and advice on dealing with gender while learning, teaching students, and trying to move up in her career and achieve her goals are so inspiring. I know you're going to love it. Before I hand it over to Marcus, I'd like to give a shout out for our music, which was written and performed by She, spelled SH3, and produced by Android Beats. You can check them out on our website. This podcast was brought to you by Femme Apparel. We believe in gender equality and use thought-provoking messaging to bring attention to gender disparity and to challenge the status quo to be more inclusive and equal. And with that, I'll hand you over to Marcus. We are fierce within
now. Great. Well, thank you very much for doing this.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm super nervous. It's my first time doing one of these things, but I'm excited to be here.
That's awesome. So you are actually, I was going to bring this up later, but because of the visual, I feel like we need to bring it now.
Yes.
You're actually living in a van.
I'm actually living in a van. I thought it would be appropriate to do the interview in the van today.
Okay. Explain why. Explain the...
Sure. I guess I'll just take you back to when I first had the idea. I've always been one to live an unconventional lifestyle, I guess. I've always been attracted to this kind of living. I just didn't think that it would be a possibility for me at this young of an age. But one day I said to Shauna, my girlfriend, I said, what if we sold all of our belongings and lived in a van and traveled around the United States while flight instructing or flying at different airports? And she was a little hesitant at first, but after some talking and researching, I kind of coaxed her into it and she jumped on board.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So where do you park the van?
So right now, since we've been social distancing, it's parked in my dad's driveway.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's where it's been parked for the majority of the time. But other than that, we have a pretty stealth van. So we kind of just park in the city because we work downtown near the airport. So wherever we can really find parking, and keep it stealth is where we usually end up hunkering down for the night.
Now you're in Florida, correct?
Correct.
Currently, does the van have air conditioning?
It does not. It does not have air conditioning. So that has posed a problem, sure. But recently the weather in Florida has been pretty mild. Today it's actually a beautiful day. It's probably like 75 degrees. So I've had all the doors open and just hanging out in the van all day. My dad has actually been gracious enough to let us use his portable air conditioner that we just plug up to an extension cord and plug it into his house. So on the more hotter days, that's what we use.
Cool. when we first connected on Instagram and I started looking through your feed, and then obviously we talked about when we featured you and stuff. I had always been meaning to ask about the van because I was so curious about it. Then I thought when you agreed to do this video and podcast, I'm like, we'll save it for that because this is really interesting.
We love talking about it, and the AC and where we use the restroom are the two most commonly asked questions for
sure.
Yeah,
I bet. And so for the foreseeable future?
For the foreseeable future, yeah. With our line of work, it's very unpredictable, especially right now. So we could find a job in Utah tomorrow that we need to just pick up and go. And so it's always changing. So I see us in the van for the foreseeable future. We're trying to plan a little excursion trip in August, given the COVID circumstances. We'll see if it pans out, but we're hoping to hit the road in August.
Cool. Well, Perfect. Home on wheels. It just goes with you, right?
Exactly. I'd say it's the luxury of camping because you have all of your stuff with you.
That's right. So you'd mentioned your job. Let's jump into that. Now you're a flight instructor now, but let's go back because you did talk about your story a little bit in the write-up, but I kind of wanted to get into a little bit more detail about it. So your foray into aviation started as a flight attendant, right?
Correct.
So how did you get into that? Let's start there.
So I was living in Los Angeles at the time working as a nanny, and my mom was also a flight attendant. And so she kind of pushed me to start applying to different airlines. And I got a couple of interviews, but none of them seemed like the right fit. And then finally I got an interview with American, and I loved it. I loved, you know, the interview process, the company, everything about it, just meeting all the people. And I say often that I didn't realize I wanted to be a flight attendant or be in the aviation industry until I became a flight attendant and started working the trips and doing the layovers, because I just loved the non-typical work schedule, not the Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 type of deal. So I love the inconsistency of it and the uncertainty and the adventure of it all.
And was it a positive experience? Like, is it a career that you would recommend young women consider?
Sure. That's a very tough question to answer, because being a flight attendant, it's, you know, a lot of people see all the allure of it and the luxury of being able to travel, but there's also another side to it that's also very lonely. You are on layovers by yourself for the majority of the time. Getting together with friends can be proven very difficult because of your schedule always changing. So in that sense, it is very difficult. But I think if you go into it knowing these things and having an open mind and kind of having an attitude of go with the flow and working it out as you go along with the job, you kind of find a rhythm and you find your groove with it all.
Cool. Now, in the past, perhaps there was a little, we'll say maybe sexism or misogyny related to the job, right? Is that still something that you need to be aware of, or has the industry done a lot to change that?
Right. Talking about the pilot side of it all?
Well, or as a flight attendant, like as a female flight attendant, there in the past might have been stereotypes with that, right? And is that something that you encountered?
Yeah, as a flight attendant, not so much as I do in the pilot side of the aviation industry. I was only a flight attendant for about a year.
So
I wasn't there for too long to experience too much. I mean, you do have, you know, those comments that passengers make at you, or, you know, telling you to smile, or, you know, trying to poke you here and there to get your attention. So there is that of it. And I'm sure my flight attendant friends can attest to that as well. But as far as the pilot side of it, it's unfortunately very present. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, not everybody is that way, but you do get your comments here and there. Just the other day, I had a pilot, female pilot friend of mine who just got this really awesome corporate job. And a pilot friend of hers, male, reached out to her and asked who she slept with to get the job that she got.
Right.
And it's just, it's so unfortunate. And I just really wish that we could get away from that kind of thinking, because it's, I know they're joking.
Yeah. But it's not funny.
It's not funny. And, I don't think that they would ask that of their male counterpart.
So there's a double standard there. Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. So it's really unfortunate that we have to, you know, prove ourselves and, you know, step outside of that light just to, save ourselves in the job, you know?
So what did you know shortly after starting as a flight attendant that you, what you really wanted to do was be a pilot?
I would say I was about 6 months, 6 or 7 months in to when I decided I wanted to pursue becoming a pilot. I needed something a little bit more challenging, and I guess I'm kind of a control freak in the sense that I wanted to be in front of the plane and know what was going on and, you know, see everything that was going on instead of in the back of the plane.
And how did you find the transition? Like, what, or I guess a better question is, how easy is it for a young woman to become a pilot, I guess?
Well, becoming a pilot for anybody is very difficult. It's very challenging, but it's definitely, it's doable. There's just a lot to it. There's a lot of self-study to it. So you have to be very determined, and you have to be very persistent, because you are going to have those, whoever it is, male, female, whoever, telling you that, you know, this may not be for you, or you're not cut out for it, or you're just, you got the check ride pass because you're female. So I would say it's totally doable, and females can totally kick butt at it and get in there. But it is a lot of hard work and a lot of perseverance.
Yeah, you talked about, what'd you call it, a check ride?
Oh, check ride, yes.
Yeah, you talked about that situation in your write-up.
Correct. So I guess I'll explain what a check ride is. It's the exam that we take at the end of our phase of training, and it consists of either a 2 to 8 hour oral, depending on what license you're getting. And then after that oral, you go up in the plane with the examiner, and then you perform your different maneuvers and such that you learned during that phase.
Okay. And that obviously is challenging, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah. Stressful. That's the big test. I kind of equate it to the bar exam. So when a lawyer is going to get their certification, they go in and take the bar exam. If they don't pass, then they don't get that certificate. So there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of hard work that goes into the buildup of this check ride.
Did you ever encounter anything like the story you told us? Like, did you ever feel, or did you feel you had greater obstacles because you're a woman in going into a role that is probably, I should have done the research, but I didn't, but I'm going to imagine it's still probably a male dominated role.
Oh yeah, it's definitely, I think the latest percentage of female pilots out of all aviation is about 6% of female pilots. Right. So for me, I definitely did experience those comments. It's unfortunate, but I got it from other male pilots that were in the same training class as me. I got it from other instructors and other DPEs as well. Some of them are just kind of take advantage of their role as a DPE in front of women or who are examining women. So that definitely was a struggle for sure.
Mm-hmm. And now you're a flight instructor yourself, correct?
Yes.
How do you find, have you had any friction with students with that gender role? Like, have you had male students, maybe display a lack of confidence in your ability as an instructor simply because you're a woman?
Yeah, actually I have, now that you mentioned that. I did have one young man who, he didn't verbalize anything, but you could tell that he definitely questioned my authority and didn't respect my authority. So in that case, it's normally not a good fit to stick with the student, and that's totally okay. You know, sometimes a student and instructor just don't mesh well because of teaching styles or what have you. So in that case, we did have to switch student-instructor dynamic.
I mean, I get it if your teaching styles don't mesh, but like, doesn't it just piss you off though when it's just simply because of gender? Like, such a good reason.
Yes, it definitely does. And, you know, I've had my moments of, you know, just venting and getting out my frustrations, and it really helps to have a community of other female pilots who experience the same thing. And I'll text one of my girlfriends who's also a pilot, and we'll just rap about, you know, whatever it is that day that we had experience, because instructing is hard. It's definitely very hard and trying, because you're responsible essentially for another life. You know, you're teaching this other person how to fly in the air, and so a lot of the times the student not knowingly tries to put you in dangerous situations. And so I always joke with friends that say they have a stressful day, I go, okay, but did anybody try and kill you today? Yeah.
Yeah, a friend of mine, I've only ever flown an airplane once, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. It was a couple years ago, and a friend of mine, he was at the time a flight instructor, and I think he was doing much what you're doing now, is you're just trying to get hours, right?
Exactly.
Hit a certain threshold, and he now flies for an air ambulance, a fixed-wing air ambulance service out of Canada here, but he said much the same thing. He was as cool as a cucumber, but he said there were a few times when they make you sweat. Not really because they intend to, but they don't have the skill level yet or the knowledge yet. And
exactly.
There's a lot of room for error.
Right. And there's a lot of room for error, and you're always on your toes. So in a sense, it's a very high stressful environment. Because you let your guard down for 1 second, and that's that 1 second that they go and try and kill you.
Now, your girlfriend is a pilot as well, right?
She is, yeah. So she's also a flight instructor.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Did you ever encounter any negative aspects because you're also in a same-sex relationship?
I
don't know what Florida's like in terms of its acceptance.
Sure. Florida and Orlando, actually, where I am, is actually very open. I thankfully really haven't experienced anything like that since me coming out. I've only been out for, I think it's been two or three years.
Okay.
But yeah, I haven't experienced anything personally because of that. I'm sure maybe later down the road, somebody might have a problem with it, but you know, I just try and stay positive and kill them with kindness, you know?
Well, it's good that you haven't encountered it yet.
Yes, it is.
So the goal, how close are you to reaching your hours?
I am about 600 hours in right now. So that's good. But the goal is 1500 hours in order to apply to a regional airline.
Okay.
And with things going the way they are right now, it's kind of all up in the air. So I'm not really sure what the future holds right now. So I'm just trying to take it day by day and looking at it as an adventure. I'm not really in a huge rush to get to a regional airline. I'm kind of just enjoying my time and seeing where aviation takes me. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people who are in my realm are very regional airline focused. And so that's where I kind of differ. And there are just so many different possibilities that you can do with aviation. So I'm very thankful for that. But yeah, just looking at it as an adventure and seeing where it takes me.
Cool. Well, that's a really, really good outlook. And yeah, unfortunately right now, it's hard to predict what everything's going to be.
Yeah, aviation is very resilient and we'll get through it. And it always bounces back.
That's the patient.
Yeah, he is. Yes. Oh, he's doing so much better today.
Oh, good.
Gave me quite a scare, that's for sure. But
yeah, that can be stressful. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was.
So are you flying now still, or are you?
I wasn't flying for a while because of the whole quarantine and COVID situation going on. I just didn't have any clients and students. But I actually just started back up this past Tuesday with a new student, and things will be slowly starting to pick back up. So okay. it'll be nice to get back into it. Yeah.
Awesome. So if you were to give a message of empowerment or encouragement to young women, maybe who want to get into aviation, what would you say? Like, what would your, having gone through it, this is what I've learned, this is what I would like to impart?
Sure, sure. That's a hard question. I've actually thought about this question a lot, but I think my biggest advice for women or young women who want to become a pilot, just keep working hard. You are going to have those people who doubt you and who don't believe in you and who tell you that you just got your cert, got your license, passed your check ride because you are a female. And I just want to say that is BS. That is not true. It's because you earned it and you deserved it. And you might fail. I failed. I failed my instrument check ride. I thought it was the worst thing that could ever possibly happen, but something beautiful came from that failure. I realized that failure was just an opportunity for me to learn from. And from that point on, I kind of just embraced this failure, and, you know, just with it came so many new lessons and possibilities. So if you're a young female who is interested in aviation, I tell you, go for it. If you need help, please reach out. I would love to encourage or mentor you. But just work hard and know that you do deserve every win that you get.
Oh, well, that's super awesome. Thank you.
Of course. Of course.
Is there anything that you'd like to promote or tell people, or you had just said that they can reach out to you? Like, is there anything that you'd like to let people know if they want to contact you, or...
Sure. I mean, they can always contact me on my Instagram. It's just at Sarah Brooke Clark on Instagram. And then we also have a YouTube channel, The Flying Couple. And then, of course, our business Instagram and Facebook page is at @the_flying_couple. So if you're interested in aviation, if you're interested in becoming a flight attendant, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to encourage you. So yeah, please reach out.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'll make sure to put all that stuff in the show notes on the podcast and also on our YouTube channel when we post the video. So we'll link to it all in there. So if you as a viewer or a listener want to reach out to Sarah, you can find all that information there.
Yay.
And thanks for wearing your shirt.
I know. I thought it was super appropriate. I was like, yes, let me just wear this.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
I've gotten so many comments on it too. It's been
awesome. Oh, good. Yeah. So my business partner is my wife, Laura, and she wears hers, and every time she goes out with it, it's the same thing. And so often, which is really, really nice to see, it's men that come up to her and say, like, you know, you're right, or that's a great shirt, or something like that. So
that's awesome.
Like, spreading the word.
Exactly. And Eric, I just want to thank you so much for having me and reaching out to me from the very beginning. You know, I think what you guys are doing is awesome, and I love it, and keep doing it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you guys have been awesome supporters right from the first time we spoke. So, and I will take you up on it if we're ever in the same neck of the woods for a trip up.
Come for a flight. We'll take you over. Fly you over Disney. It's a little deserted right now, but it still looks pretty cool.
Yeah, my kids would go nuts if they knew I flew over Disney, so I'll take you up on that for sure.
Awesome, Eric. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate that you took the time, and you showed me inside your van. I finally...
When it's finished, we'll have to do another one of these, and I'll give you a tour.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Well, like cribs. The femme fatale. Awesome. Well, thank you very much. You have a great night, sir.
You too. Nice talking to you.
Bye.
we are fearless.